This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 345. This is Rajesh Sen.
And this is Abbas Momin.
This is the bald and the beautiful this time.
Oh yeah,
I'm almost going bald, so it could be anything right now. But we have some awful things to discuss. They're really quite bad. So we have two things which are all over the, like, being reviewed a lot, which is Big Girls Don't Cry, the new show on... It was on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, yes.
Yeah. And on Netflix, they have Murder Mubarak, which also, which for some reason, I on Instagram, I'm following three celebrities. Okay. Mm. One is Priyanka Chopra. I don't know why I'm following her because I'm not a big fan. The second is Katrina Kaif. Again, I don't know why I'm doing this. The third is Karishma Kapoor.
Oh.
Which I realized because I kept seeing, like, I don't follow too many people on Instagram, which is why it's even worse. That of the people I follow, these are the three. So I've been seeing a lot of Murder Mubarak posts by her.
Promotions. Yeah.
Yes. And we also have Daniel Sloss is a stand-up comedian.
Yes. I watched his show in Mumbai. Yes, he's touring India right now. He's doing 8 cities, I think, which is a lot for an international comedian to do in India.
Okay.
So his special is called Can't, and that's C-A-N-apostrophe-T.
Okay.
And I caught it, and he's a pretty popular comedian in India and abroad. So we'll talk about
that. So where's he from?
He's from Scotland.
Oh, he's Scottish. Okay.
Yes.
That would be nice. So I just did a little reverse kind of complimentary racism over here. Scottish must be nice then. So what should we start with?
Let's start with Murder Mubarak because I've been seeing the hoardings, and as you said, the social media blitz is everywhere. Netflix is going all out, and they've got everyone and their grandmother to join the star cast of this film. So I think it's only fair we start with this.
Yeah, but before we discuss Murder Mubarak, let's get on with the headlines. YouTuber and Big Boss 2 winner, OTT 2, Big Boss OTT 2 winner, Elvish Yadav. I don't know why his name is Elvish, but Elvish Yadav was arrested by Noida police and sent to 14-day judicial custody for allegedly supplying snake venom as a drug at rave parties. Now, I saw the video of him with the cops. It looked like he was with his pals because he's just like strolling along, having a proper chat with them and all. So it's very sweet that Noida police are so affectionate towards people they arrest.
Yes. I mean, you never know. Some snake venom might still be left over.
God knows.
So, yeah. Oscar-winning music director M.M. Keeravani will collaborate with Bollywood actor Anupam Kher for Tanvi the Great. The movie will be directed by Anupam Kher under his own production banner.
Dune Part 2 is all set to reach the $500 million box office milestone. Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya have set a new global box office collection record with this film. You watch Dune? Part 1?
I haven't. So I have a bit of a hamstring injury because of which I've been advised bed rest. So I haven't ventured out much, which is why I was able to binge on Big Girls Don't Cry Murder Mubarak. Yes.
So I think Part 1 is online now.
Yes, it is. It's streaming on Netflix, I think. Huh. And if you remember, actually, Dune Part 1 was we discussed that on my first appearance on Awful and Awesome. It was you, Abhinandan, and me. So that's why I remember that very
clearly.
And
he'd watched it because I watched it on big screen with him, I think.
I don't think either of you had watched it.
Yeah,
so
because then
we
went. After that, you moved us so much by your review that we went and watched it on big screen after that.
And Part 2 I haven't caught. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran collaborated with Diljit Dosanjh and sang his first Punjabi song in his Mumbai concert. The award-winning singer was seen grooving to Diljit's hit Lover.
this is the thing. Like, you know, what a time to be alive, really.
I know.
And on that note, we will get to another, the first of the things we want to review, which also makes us so happy to be alive, to see this kind of entertainment being produced out of India.
Of course.
Murder Mubarak is based on Anuja Chauhan's book, called Club You to Death, as far as I know. Yeah, Club You to Death. I'm not a big fan of Anuja's writing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've read that...
Zoya Factor.
No, what girls are they? Oh. Something oh, girls. Yeah.
Those Thakur girls,
Those Thakur girls, yeah, which was... Okay, it was still okay because you could recognize people from Newstrack and from all over the place. But otherwise, like, I'm not like a diehard fan. Like, a lot of people really, really love her books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel she is much better as a, like, when she's being interviewed or she's talking and all.
Absolutely,
she's very, very bright.
I was about to say,
yeah.
A big fan of Anuja Chauhan as what she's done in advertising and as a speaker.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've only read the Zoya Factor. It was like just a checklist of chick lit things happening in the plot. So yeah.
Exactly. So even Thakur Girls, those Thakur Girls is like that. So the film is directed. So I first thought it's a... series, but thankfully it was a film, because if it was a series, it would have been too much. Absolutely. But
actually, you know what, Rajshree, this week I feel like the two things I would have preferred if Murder Mubarak was a series and Big Girls Don't Cry was a movie. I think it would be more palatable.
Yeah,
there.
Actually, because at least the characters in Murder Mubarak, if they are scripted well, they can be interesting, quite like funky and fun and all. So it's directed by Homi Adjania, who I think is very hot, most importantly.
Yes.
I do not think he's a great director, but he is an extremely attractive man, I must say. And it's produced by Dinesh Vijan, who I sadly don't know who he is. But the film is set in a... what is supposed to be Delhi Golf Club or Delhi Gymkhana, basically. And it's a commentary on this club culture and the kind of people you'll find in clubs, especially in Delhi high society people. So Delhi Golf Club is like that. Delhi Golf Club, Delhi Gymkhana has sort of had its time in the sun and is no longer its heyday. But Delhi Golf Club is still the place to go to. And unless you're very well connected, it's very difficult to get a membership. You are, even Delhi Gymkhana, you won't get a membership. And they are golfers and very rich people who are a little removed from real life.
Reality, yes.
Yeah. So,
but Rajshree, do you have a membership at either of these clubs?
No, but I have in Calcutta.
Would you?
Tollygunge Club.
Oh, okay.
And some other clubs also.
Talking about being far removed from reality.
Yeah, but we are very salt of the earth people. So, in that's why I can turn my... Oh, but I am Delhi Gymkhana. Sorry, I have a reciprocal membership. But I don't go there. I like look down at like that kind of thing. But the film... So, the film is about a whole set of members of the club. And someone gets murdered, which is the gym instructor. Gets murdered, which is right off the bat. So I'm not giving any spoilers over here. And Pankaj Tripathi is called in to solve the murder, because first they think it's just a death, but then they realize it's a murder. And he is called in, and there's a laundry list of members and suspects, which includes Dimple Kapadia, who's an auntie, one of those socialized aunties who likes drinking. So there's this place in the hills, I don't want to name it, but which has a homestay. And at 9 a.m., the lady who owns it, the lady and her husband who own it, the lady can be seen watering the plants wearing a kaftan with a glass of Prosecco or champagne in her hand. So these are things which happen in life. It's not like it's like cooked up. And then there's Sarah Ali Khan is the... What is she? She's just a rich kid.
No, so she's a wife of...
she's
of
a widow. Yeah.
She's a widow, yeah. So the backstory given to her is again, there are multiple backstories here. So she had a romantic liaison with the son of one of the other influential families who's a member there. But they couldn't get married. She got married to someone else. The marriage also happened at the club. And now the husband is dead. So yeah. Sara Ali Khan's character and Vijay Verma, who plays the male lead, or second lead, you can say, they are kind of rekindling their romance through this murder mystery happening in the background. So yeah, that's the backstory that she's given.
Yeah, so that Sara Ali Khan, Vijay Verma is there, who is a lawyer who fights for the, like, for people who are not from a privileged background. He helps people fight their cases.
And he's also a rebel towards his parents. So his parents make a lot of digs at him being a liberal leftist.
Yeah.
And being rich and fighting for the poor. So yeah, there are some jokes.
Yeah. So there's that. He is there. Then there's Tiska Chopra, who's another socialite auntie. And she has this son who she really loves, who's a bit of a crackhead.
Yeah.
Basically. Then there's Sanjay Kapoor, who is my favorite character. I am a big fan. I've become a big fan of Sanjay Kapoor because I feel OTT has given him, like, has been able to tap this potential that was lurking inside Sanjay Kapoor, which nobody knew of. Even he did not know of, I think. And what was that film he did with Madhuri Dixit?
Akhiya like back Lana. In the day.
Yeah, that song, Akhiya Churao.
Yeah, I remember the song. I remember the movie. So it had some very hard Hindi title, like Agni Pariksha or something.
Yeah, something like that. So he is Sanjay Kapoor, is one of the many royals from some place he is. And he is, everyone says, he's from Rajasthan because they speak. They say that phrase, it is, come agony or whatever. And so he is there as well. And who else is there?
And there's one of the three people you follow on Instagram. There's Karishma Kapoor.
Arey, Karishma Kapoor is there. She is a B-grade actress. But a star actress of B-grade
but
films.
But a star actress. Yeah. Yes.
And both she and Sanjay Kapoor are running for president of the club. So that club, is one thing. But anyway, during the ACP, whatever his name is, basically Pankaj Tripathi's investigations, various things keep coming out about the wheelings and dealings of these people. So
how did you find this film, Rajshri? Please tell me.
I thought it was quite bad, but means it could have been so good, I feel.
I agree. Listen, I can forgive bad. I cannot forgive boring. And this is that is what this film turns out to be. It starts off interestingly, where they're setting the scene of who the cast members are, and again, like, just giving us glimpses into the rich high society of Delhi. And then, unfortunately, when the investigation starts, when the film is supposed to keep you hooked and gripped, it just becomes a laundry list of suspects being interrogated. And none of those interrogations are interesting. And Pankaj Tripathi essentially is playing Pankaj Tripathi, which he does in every film. And the quirks are missing, the jokes are missing. And I don't know if it's a Netflix problem of what it is, because Homi Adjania made this show on Hotstar called Flamingo something, which also starred Dimple Kapadia.
Saas Bahu or Flamingo.
Everything which was quite
of
gripping.
It stars Dimple, by the way.
Dimple Kapadia,
Finding Fanny, Being Cyrus, all
being
of them.
Being Cyrus, So I'm mixed on Homi Adjania as a filmmaker. I think, like you said, he's made these Indian English films like Being Cyrus and Finding Fanny. But then he also does this mainstream Hindi films like Cocktail and Hindi Medium.
Which I have written an article on Cocktail because I was so horrified by how regressive that film was. It basically said bad girls don't get the boy. And good girls who pray and are nice, sweet girls, even if they cheat on even if they're seeing someone else's boyfriend, will finally get the boy. It was horrible. But there's this film, I don't know whether you've seen it, it's called Little Zizou. Have you seen Little Zizou?
Yes, I've seen Little Zizou,
It's such a lovely film. Sunita Rapurwala's. So, I don't know, maybe because Homi Adjania is Parsi, I just assume. That you make such nice films. But that's not happening. And no, so that's what I thought was very Like, you didn't care about any of the characters.
Exactly.
I felt Karishma's character could have been fleshed out. She was there just for it. Like, she said, okay, I want to do an OTT film. And they said, okay, there's this character, but we haven't fleshed out your character at all. And she said, screw it, I don't care at all. And Dimple's character, like, that could have been so good.
I know, yeah.
But
that's
it was just, even Vijay Varma's character could have been interesting. You didn't care by the end of it what happened to him or what happened to Sara Ali Khan either.
Yeah, Sara Ali Khan, I think in the beginning of the film, I thought, okay, she's actually showing some chops. But then without giving much away towards the end, she has to play some big scenes. And then again, her performance kind of falls apart in that. But what I thought broadly, the two things that stuck out to me is I think this is Netflix's attempt to do Knives Out and White Lotus, the two things that stuck out.
Yeah.
So the Knives Out, Agatha Christie mystery is back in fashion again, because there have been those Hercule Poirot movies, Death on the Nile and all of that, and a bunch of murder mystery shows also. So this clearly draws from that. And White Lotus being that rich people are bad and corrupt, that whole sense of having them in a beautiful setting. But I think it kind of fails on both those fronts. I just thought they are rich Delhi famous socialites, but all of their backstories, and I haven't read the book, so I don't know, all their backstories are very paper thin. Like, there's nothing that I could dig my teeth into or empathize with anyone. It was just very
even that you're like, okay, now what could have happened to the character that you think nothing. Yeah. You're like, okay, screw it, I don't care. Which is very sad, but they've spent a lot of money on this, I think, as usual. A
lot of money, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Deven Bhojani, who plays the manager at the club, he's good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Perennially has this cold and he's sniffing his nose, and he knows everything about everyone. So he's pretty, and he's least bothered about any of the people. So he's pretty funny. But overall, it was a slog. And it's 2 hours, 20 minutes, which is very long.
Yeah, it's very long, especially if there's, and I have to say that the most forgettable parts were Karishma Kapoor's parts, which is why I forgot that she was on it after seeing that. Like, you just forget that she's in it because her character has nothing to do, pretty much.
Nothing to do, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, the reveals also come out of nowhere. It just left me bored.
Yeah. Very bad, very
bad. Do you think it's a Netflix issue? Because I can't remember, after Sacred Games, they haven't made anything that's like Netflix India original that stuck out.
Netflix India doesn't seem to have anything. So there's The Gentleman is on it right now, which is Guy Ritchie's, which is actually very good.
Okay.
As in, at least two episodes in, it seems quite good. But I can't think of any Netflix originals which are...
Yeah, they seem to even take like good filmmakers like the Vishal Bhardwaj film Khufiya. Even that was like very by the numbers, very pale. So I don't know what they do to...
much thought goes into it. And they spend a lot of money on all their productions. It's
money.
Not like they aren't spending money. But
they're sitting on a Dibakar Banerjee film, which they're not releasing because they're scared it'll create controversy. It seems like they're also very safe, play very safe.
So they are also sitting on Monkey Man. Dev Patel's, because I don't think they realize what the film is about. And now that they have realized, they're so scared. They just can't put it on Netflix India. Netflix will have to leave India then, I think, if they put Monkey Man on. So they are a little, I feel they are even more careful than Amazon and Hotstar and all
that.
Yeah, so it is not good at all. But the other thing that is on... Oh, let's do one announcement, one important announcement. Let's do. First of all, this episode of Awful and Awesome is not behind the paywall. It's going to be outside the paywall this week. But from next week, it will go behind the paywall, like NL Hafta and NL Chacha. And you can watch the full episodes of these podcasts on the YouTube channel. But just remember that this is all possible because of subscription. So please subscribe to News Laundry and support free news. And speaking of supporting free news, the News Minute, News Laundry Election Fund is up and running, and there are going to be a whole bunch of stories, reports, on-ground reports, videos from across the country during these elections. There will be more than 15 reporters, producers, and editors from NLTNM on the ground covering various states, including Manisha, Atul, Dhanya, Sudipto. And you can head to newslaundry.com/2024-electionfront to make a contribution. And you don't have to, like, it's not for the entire fund. There are smaller projects as well which you can fund. But please do go onto that page and try and give some contribution. Any contribution will help. And you will not have to read about the Ambanis and all then. That are not two bits.
I was wondering, of the three people you mentioned you follow on Instagram, Priyanka Chopra, Dimple Kapadia, and who's the third one?
No, not Dimple Kapadia. Don't be like
that.
Oh,
not Dimple. Sorry.
Dimple might actually have a more interesting... Oh, I also follow four people. Twinkle Khanna. Yeah, Twinkle we've said. Twinkle Katrina.
Katrina, yeah. So were any of these four people at the Ambani Bash?
Katrina was there.
Oh, she was there. Okay.
And Kareena and Karishma were there. And
oh, so then...
Oh, Alia Bhatt also I follow. Now it's all coming back. Sorry, five people. Maybe by the end of this episode, it will be just celebrities I'm following on Instagram.
Since this is News Laundry, I'm going to fact check you live on
Karan Johar also. Karan Johar also I follow. It's all coming out now. No one else.
Out of the
I
closet.
Promise. Nobody else. Akshay Kumar and all, I don't follow. Even I have standards. You might not think so, but even I do have standards. But there's another show, a full series, which everyone I know posted on, because I seem to know a lot of people from Wellham and Wellham Girls School in Dehradun. And this is a show called Big Girls Don't Cry, which is on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And it's been directed by Nitya Mehra, who has also directed a film scripted by a friend of mine, a very, very close friend of mine, Anwar Pal. But we don't discuss it in public anymore because that film was so terrible. It is Bar Bar Dekho.
Oh, Bar Bar Dekho, yes.
Yeah.
With Siddharth Malhotra.
And Katrina Kaif. And we went to watch it on the big screen. And I wanted to leave after half an hour because it was so bad. But
this is your friend's film.
Yeah, and Abhinandan was showing more loyalty to my friend than me. But he was groaning through the film, which is why I said, we don't have to watch this because it is so bad. So Nitya Mehra had directed that as well. So I should have kept that in mind and set my expectations. But I thought it would be great. To be fair.
Nitya Mehra actually has a pretty great CV. She's been an assistant director on Life of Pi, the Ang Lee film.
Okay.
Also, The Namesake. Also, Little Zizou, which we just spoke about. She was an assistant director on that. So, she's The Reluctant Fundamentalist, again, Amira Nair film. So, she has this great CV when it comes to as an assistant director. She also directed a couple of episodes of Made in Heaven season 2, I think.
Yeah, that I know that she did. Yeah.
So she's had a great body of work around great stuff. But yeah, the one directorial venture of hers was
This is a bit much, I felt. So I think it's 8 episodes. Let me...
Yeah, it's 7, I think.
7 episodes, yeah. Because at the 6th episode, I thought, oh, now it's over. But it wasn't. There was another episode after that. Anyway, it is set in the school in the hills. It was shot at Lovedale, I think. And it's set in this boarding school in the hills, girls' boarding school in the hills. It is called Vandana Valley High School. The principal of the high school is Pooja Bhatt, who's looking very hot and who's also got second win with OTT. Have you realized?
Yes.
She gets a lot of stuff now and she is a good actress. And she's very cute. She used to be cute. True. Now she's become hot.
That's true. I think age has been on her side.
Yeah.
And I think she's one of those in the 90s. I think she just got to play the pretty young thing in films, whereas I think she deserved a lot more.
Do you think she deserved a lot more?
I think so because I don't remember, but...
Why she did that film, Zakam?
Zakhm, yeah. And which she was really good at that. Mahesh Bhatt cast her as his mother. Like, there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's very Freudian. Like, even Freud was concerned about what was happening there. And he tried to make Ajay Devgan act in that film.
Yes, true. That, and I think succeeded to a certain degree also.
So I really like Zakhm and that song. Gali
mein.
I'm
not going to
sing it because it will not sound like the song then. But
The song will be next week behind the paywall. So yeah.
Subscribe then and log on then only. There'll be a lot of music next time. But she plays the principal of the school. Yeah. And it's a mix. It's basically a show about... high school, school, and you see all these boarders who are there. Some are from very privileged backgrounds. Most are from privileged backgrounds. Then you have one child who is a scholarship kid, which could have been really well done, that portion of it or her character, but that doesn't get fleshed out too well. And this whole thing of trying to get your own clique of friends and get into the cool gang in school.
Yeah.
And which is all fine, but it was really boring. It was like, I couldn't care what these kids were doing at all.
I think, yes. So you hit the nail on the head. But I have a question, Rajshri. What do you think is the target audience for this show?
So that's what I was trying to remember. The other they had, there was another show on a boarding school which Hotstar had done called School of Lies. Do you remember School of Lies?
Yes,
where
Nimrat
Kaur is a teacher and there's a murder which happens and all that. And School of Lies, I think Mukul Chadha's in School of Lies also. But that was about a missing child. Like, it becomes about that and what happens in these schools and all. So I can't figure out this one. Were they aiming at people who are like, is it women who is first of all, who are the target audience? Then if it's women, are you aiming at a 15 plus demographic to say my age group maybe? Because the people who made this are my age group. Mm. Okay, so 15 plus to almost 50 or hitting, which can. There are lots of shows. So there's Derry Girls, which is on Netflix, right? Which is superb, absolutely. Hilarious. And it is girls, and they are 17-year-old girls and all. But it is so funny. It is political. It has so many comments on culture, pop culture, and it's so removed from India, but you still love it because it's so clever. The entire, it's clever and funny. Then that other show with Gillian Anderson, Sex Education.
Sex Education. Yeah.
So this I felt maybe it's that same demographic which cuts across everyone which they are aiming for. But I don't think even kids as in 15 to 18 years old will find it interesting.
That's true. That's why, because the show is well done. Like, it's not like it's poorly made. It looks great. I think the girls who are playing the students are also quite good. They act pretty well. But I couldn't, like, there was something, there's no hook. Like you said, the Hotstar show, it had the central mystery of the missing child, right? There was also this Netflix show called Class, if you watched,
which I'd watched
in a school.
Which trashed a lot, but still the characters were interesting.
And it did the class difference quite well, I think, as compared
also,
to this one.
Also, Class, by the way, when I was trashing it, I have a lot of friends who, unlike me, had children at the right time and all, and their kids are now 16 and 18 and so on, and they are in various schools in Delhi, Shriram, Modern and all. And I was saying, it's like, you know, it's such, like, it's just painful, the show. And they said, but you know, that's the way kids are in school. They said you might be rolling your eyes and saying, oh, they've stretched it too far or it's not nice, but kids were able to relate to it because there was something common.
So do you remember back in the day, there used to be a show called Remix, which used to be on this channel called Star One, which was, again, it was on mainstream TV, and it was very much rich kids being bratty.
Rima Dev, the little Sen.
Yes.
Yes. I call her the little Sen because she's little.
I remember that back then, I had just gotten out of school and I was not relating to these kids. But there was an aspirational thing of, oh, we wish we went to a posh school where we could be brats also. The thing is, in Big Girls Don't Cry, I don't find, there's no sense of adventure. There's no central hook in the show. The backstories of the parents and the teachers aren't engaging also. And so I'm wondering, is it me as a 36-year-old who's not able to connect with this? But then I don't think this show will even appeal to like a 15 or 18
year old
either.
Also, listen, I'm from a girl's school, by the way. I'm from a girl's school which had a face the boys school. So we had La Martinière for boys and La Martinière for girls. But I'm basically, our classes were unique. Like, it was a girl's school. The boys couldn't enter our school and so on.
Right.
So I've been in a girl's school. I've been, maybe some people thought I wasn't a mean girl, but I was just like... Like, whatever. I was very sweet. I was a nice person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got meaner as you grew older.
Am I not exuding that energy of being a very sweet, nice person?
Totally, but, yes.
So, I get this whole dynamics that they are showing, that there's a, like, there are groups of girls and groups of friends and there's great loyalty with friends and all that. And you won't...
Yeah,
you won't see your friend's
boyfriend. The ingredients
boyfriend.
Are all there, but they're just not coming together for some reason. Like, I saw 3 episodes, and I have no
it does
wish
not get
to watch
better.
The rest of the 4.
That's the best part. It does not get better. And they have a great lineup of other stars. So there is Pooja Bhatt, of course. There's Mukul Chadda, and I don't know why she was cast, though. Raima Dev Varma. They are not Sen, sorry. Raima Dev Varma. Then there is...
There's also that actress, now I'm forgetting her name, who was in Dil Chahta Hai, who plays Saif Ali Khan's girlfriend.
Suchitra Krishnamurti.
Suchitra Krishnamurti.
Who I really
not
like.
Not Krishnamurti. Is it Krishnamurti?
Suchitra Pillai. Krishnamurti is the other one. Then there is this guy, Shataf Zigar. You've seen him, who is her husband, Pooja Bhatt's husband in this. I've seen him elsewhere also. Then there's Pavleen Gujral. She's plays that Kavya's mother. She doesn't come till the end. Then there's Zoya Hussain, who plays the drama teacher.
Correct. Yeah.
So I just felt that one, the way the kids, there's a scene right at the end where the kids are, this is not earth shattering, so I'm just going to say it. There's the princess. So the princess's character is nice also. The Rajkumari, Nepalese Rajkumari.
Correct.
Nepali and Bhutanese families, this thing, the royal family's daughter. So there's this Rajkumari who's friends with this other girl. And right at the end, they basically... run off into the hills, and the Rajkumari is going to take her to Bhutan without her parents' permission. These things are not going to happen. We'd get 2 slaps. I'm just imagining if I took my passport and I ran away at 16 just for a holiday. When I came back, I don't even know what would happen. I don't want to think what would have happened to me. Absolutely. Also, this whole, I don't know, most of it did not make, there's also at the end, they show that the girls band together for this whole thing of that accepting homosexuality is like, why should you discriminate?
And they
do this sort of takeover of the school during the annual day or the last day. These things don't happen in boarding schools or high schools, because you'll get rusticated if you behave like that. Like, you know, the principal is speaking and you're putting up flags and starting to sing and all. This is not going to happen. So a lot of it did not make sense. Either you make a sensible, because you're trying to show a very sensible storyline as such. And so one, the stories were not making sense. The way the characters were behaving was not making sense. I felt none of the girls were interesting enough. But they acted well. So the casting was very good. I felt the casting was very good. And whatever hill station and school this is, if it is Lovedale, it's either Lovedale or Springdale. Now I've forgotten which one it is, but it's shot in either of these. It is very beautiful, the entire setting, that in the middle of this pine forest, there's a school pops up, right?
I also had this one other observation is that the show almost looks like very pristine. It almost looks like an ad. You know, it's very, very crystal clear, very well done. Everything is very meticulously framed and all of that, which works well in like a 30-second ad promo. But watching an hour of that is like, everything is very crystal clear.
7 hours I watch, no?
Yes.
It was very trying. That guy is there, by the way, from Made in Heaven. Tell me the main... main character, Shobhita is one and the other chap, Arjun Kapoor.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What is his name? So he comes on as a key character.
Arjun Mathur
comes on as a key character at the... Like, he comes on as a benefactor of the school at the end. Mm. So, and then something else happens. But there's...
But if I'm not interested in watching the rest of the thing, Arjun Mathur is not going to convince me to watch
it. It's not going to happen. And I just want to say that it is very sad if this is what Wellham is. Wellham isn't, but its ex-students have been promoting it as, Nitya has said that it is based on my memories of Wellham and all. This is very sad. Then you all should not say this during your... Because I know a lot of people from Wellham who are very sensible, fun, nice people. When I watch this, if this is what you're saying you all went through, and that you all were so, like, you know, emotionally disturbed when these incidents happen in your lives,
right?
Then it's very worrying.
Pretty sad, yes.
Yeah, it's not good, but good for Pooja Bhatt that she's getting lots of
absolutely
roles.
Yeah.
And
Pooja Bhatt, Mukul Chadda, all these people getting a resurgence.
And Raima is getting, she did that other thing also, that COVID, what was that film?
Oh,
Vaccine Wars also she got. Now she's got, it's too much. She is in her peak of her career right now. But so watch, I think everyone should watch Murder Mubarak and Big Girls Don't Cry, because maybe y'all would like to say that we are incorrect.
Maybe, yeah.
How can you say that unless you go through what we have been through? Is my point. But now you are going to tell us about something which was not awful.
It was not awful, yes. So I watched the Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss. He's touring India with his comedy special called Can't. So Daniel Sloss actually did, I think, one or two shows in India last year for a comedy festival. And those tickets sold out in like a few minutes.
Oh.
So Daniel Sloss, I think it was 2022. Yes, 2022. So Daniel Sloss himself was very surprised with the fame that he has in India. So I'll give you a little bit of background, actually. You can check out. He has two or three specials on Netflix. One is called Jigsaw, and the other is called, I'm not really sure. I think it's called Dark. So Rajshri, his claim to fame is that Daniel Sloss used to do a show where he used to convince people to break up with whoever they were seeing at that point.
Okay.
Right? And he convinced people to such an extent that people would actually get their divorce papers signed by him. So he became this legend of breaking relationships. He's spoken about this on an episode of Conan O'Brien.
Mm.
So he would primarily, his material would primarily be about relationships and people and about being Scottish. But then he also has a very strong political bent. There's this very famous bit of his where he talks about that, I wish I was a right winger, because right wingers accept anybody, but left wing... you're never left-wing enough. Like, if you say that you hate Trump, they'll be like, what else? They'll be like, oh, I'm also accepting of the LGBTQ community. They'll be like, okay, what else? They're like, are you vegan? And they'll be like, no, I'm not vegan.
Then you're not truly left.
Then why don't you go join the Nazis?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can never be left-wing enough. So he's very politically aware. The reason this special is different is because this guy who had been going around telling people to break up with people and divorce people got married himself 2 years ago with his longtime partner, and he had a child. So his new show is about his wife's pregnancy and how life has changed post-marriage.
Okay.
But he also did take digs at the current political situation in India. He talks about this one thing where he said, 5 years ago, I performed in Russia, and there are four countries where he said that you are not able to criticize the government. He names Russia, a Middle Eastern country, one more country. And he says, I'm slightly forgetting the fourth one.
Huh.
And and then at some point he talks about something and the word democracy comes up. So he actually takes a pause and like, okay, India, let me tell you what democracy is. And he actually lists, tells you what democracy
is. So the good thing is that the right wingers don't know about him and haven't heard.
Actually, yes. Yeah.
It's a good thing. Huh?
So the show is actually a pretty good amalgamation. He also addresses this whole thing of cancel culture and how comedians are saying that they're not allowed to say stuff, but actually men don't really face any consequences, even despite allegations. So he's touring India right now. I think he's done with Delhi and Mumbai. By the time this episode goes out, I think Bangalore would also be done.
Okay.
But he's doing Goa. He's doing... I think Chennai, he's doing a couple of other big cities. So in case you're someone who likes comedy,
nice.
If not, go watch Daniel Sloss Live, check out his specials on Netflix. I think he's pretty cool. He's also written a book. He's written a book called Everyone You Hate Is Going to Die and Other Comforting Thoughts.
Ah,
so
it does comfort check out for that you. As well. No. So I'll try and catch it on him on Netflix then.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. So at least one good recommendation.
One thing was, it was awful
and a little awesome. And there's something else which has happened in the world, which everyone is talking about, that Kate Middleton has gone missing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The photoshopped picture.
Which was a little bizarre. Even I agree, because why even release a picture, huh? Also, people, how? Because I kept looking at the picture after those articles came out that it's been photoshopped. And then they were pointing out what has been photoshopped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that means people really went into that picture with a magnifying glass, because I still couldn't figure it out. So first I thought someone, because on Insta and all, they have all this nonsense. They had the same picture with her with six fingers. So I was like, oh my God, did they do that? I saw that, oh, that hadn't happened. But I think the poor thing just wants to sleep and not come out.
That's true, yeah. You know, I read this meme somewhere that right now Kate Middleton is in some small town falling in love with a stranger who doesn't know she's from the royal family. That's a Netflix show waiting to happen.
It's just, it is a little weird that she's nowhere to be seen. But then it wouldn't be, the royal family's had a bit of a...
Exactly.
Like
yeah,
a dull time. So they might as well have something interesting happening. Too bad that our public figures don't go missing.
Not half as interesting.
Or don't go missing. We can keep hoping for it to happen. But doesn't happen
in India, if they go missing, the consequences are way worse. Yeah.
And you know that... That's the end, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Kate, if you're listening to this, please show up.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Support free news. We'll support the Free Kate Foundation also then.
Yes, totally.
Yes. But that's it for this week. We will be back next week with The Gentleman, which I have six more episodes. It's a very long show, though, I have to say. All these shows are very long. I am waiting to watch The Zone of Interest. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it, but everybody who's seen it has been reading about it. So, yeah, I really want to watch
And
it.
I watched Poor Things, which you watched. Have you watched?
Oh, okay. The Emma Stone film.
Did you watch it?
No, I have not watched it.
Watch it.
So, did you watch it on Hotstar?
Yeah, and they haven't censored
it. Oh, they haven't censored
because
it?
Because if they've censored, I don't know what else was in this film. Okay, because
got it.
Nothing seems to have been censored. And then it's that they censored a bit. It's okay. It's fine. No, watch it. It's not bad. But we will be back next week. And till then, thank you, Mr. Moman.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
And it's a wrap.
Thank you for your subscription. You're changing the world by changing the way news is funded. For the smoothest News Laundry experience, download the News Laundry app. It is the best way to listen to our paywall podcasts. And you'll also get access to all free News Laundry shows. Keep us ad-free and subscriber-funded. Help us grow. Tell people who listen to you to pay to keep news free. Subscribe to News Laundry. Keep journalism independent.